I remembered the first month we came to Nashville and started our walk here in St. George's Church, the month of July last year. So we were invited, my wife and I, by Michael and Christine Blaise for dinner at their home. So after dinner, we were coming back to our place here at Whitebridge Pike, and it was about after 8 p.m. in the night. We needed to buy gas for our car. So we drove into a small filling station, and I brought out my Visa card. I wasn't used to how to use it then to buy gas, because back in Nigeria, where I come from, in Africa, we don't use Visa card to buy gas from the filling station. Every filling station has a gas attendant that is standing there all the time. So when you drive in, you meet the guy or the lady, and they ask you, how much of gas do you want? And you tell them, and they point it for you, and then they bring it, and then they open your, they fill it for you, and you pay, and off you go. So it was new for me here. So that night, I swiped my card, and I was looking at the machine. I didn't know what else to do. And so I looked around. I was wondering, who can I ask to help me? There was no one, but all of a sudden, I noticed a guy on the other side, you know, of the pump. And he was these, you know, these biker guys with his half, you know, sleeveless jacket and jeans and boots. And I looked at him. You know, my mind went back to some American movies I've watched about biker guys. And I looked at him, and one part of my mind said, go ask him. And I said, hey, be careful, don't go. But I needed gas, so I picked up courage. So I went to him. I said, hello. I said, hello. I said, please, I'm having problems with the pump there. He said, what is it? I said, I don't know how to operate the machine. So he said, okay, do you want to pay cash or do you want to use a card? I said, I want to use my card. He said, okay. So he came to my pump and he said, swipe. I swipe. Then he said, debit or credit. I said, debit. He said, okay, punch here. I punched. He said, okay, put in your PIN number. Then he turned away. And then I put my PIN number. And then he said, press the amount, you know, the amount of the fuel you want to buy, 87 or so. I pressed. He said, okay, take off the muzzle, open it up, start, just, do you want to fill it? Oh, I said, I want to fill it. Okay, so just put it this way and leave it. When it's full, it goes off by itself, and then you can humble the muzzle. I said, oh, thank you. He laughed. He said, no problem. So I shook his hand. I said, thank you, brother. He said, no problem, brother. So he went and climbed his bike and boom. He went off. I said, oh, some bikers are nice guys, you know. All right, so this story brings me back to this passage of the gospel where Jesus was in his hometown, and he had been baptized. He has fasted in the wilderness, and he's gone off to somewhere around Capernaum, which is a border town around Israel where you have non-Jews, and he has preached there, and the people believed him, and he has performed miracles, you know, healings, and so on. And that story of healing and miracles have gone round to his hometown, Nazareth, where he was born and raised up. So here he was in Nazareth, in his hometown, and his people, his folks were looking at him, and they were like, you know, after he read the prophet Isaiah, and then he told them, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, guys, it is me. It's me. I've come to fulfill the scriptures. I've come to heal you. I've come to give you salvation. And they were like, uh-oh. You know, the way I looked at that biker, they were, can we trust this Jesus? Because we know him. He grew up here. He was a carpenter. He was a poor guy from a poor family. And can we trust him? Where did he get this wisdom from? Where did he get this power to heal and perform miracles? You know, they were skeptical. And even though they love his graciousness, his words, some of them said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? You know, kind of humiliating and demeaning and like, come on, Jesus, tell us a secret. You're hiding something from us. And then Jesus told them the story of Elijah and Elisha. Now, Elijah, the Bible tells us, was from Tishbe in Jordan. And he was a man of the wilderness. And his dressing is almost like that of the biker guys, you know. When you see Elijah in those days, you're going to be afraid. You're like, because the Bible says he was wearing clothes, not wool, but made of animal skin, with hair all over the coat. And then he had a belt, a leather belt, maybe made from camel skin. He was a rough guy with hairs all over, looking, you know, like a prophet. So Jesus told them about Elijah. Say, hey guys, remember the story of Elijah? During his time, some of you guys, some of the Israelites did not believe that he was a prophet of God. Did not believe he was telling the truth. Did not believe he has powers to perform miracles. But some widow who was non-Jew, who was a Gentile, or you can say a non-believer, believed in Elijah as the prophet of God. And she was saved from the famine, from hunger, from starvation, because Elijah used his gift as a prophet to provide food for the woman and her son throughout the period of famine, and they ate and they never died. But some other widows, some other people in Israel, they died out of starvation because they did not believe in the prophet of God. The same thing with Elisha. Elisha had the power to heal the sick in Israel way back then, but the people never believed. I don't know why. But there was a guy called Naaman from Syria, a non-Jew, an unbeliever. He had leprosy, and he heard from a small girl that Elisha, the prophet in Israel, can heal your leprosy. Imagine this Naaman, a captain general of the army. He came all the way from Syria to Samaria, to Israel, just to be healed of his leprosy. And then when he came, Elisha said, Gehazi, my servant, go tell Naaman to go to River Jordan and wash 7 times. And he'll be healed. And Naaman, when he heard it, he said, what? I thought you would come out and pray over me and shake and wave your hands, and then I'll be healed. Go wash in Jordan, that dirty river. We have better rivers where I'm coming from. I mean, I would go there and wash and get healed. That's how easy it is. And then he was like sad and going back home. And his servant said, my master, please. The prophet, I've only asked you to do something very simple. If he has asked you to pay $1,000, you know, or in Nigeria, if he has asked you to bring 100 cows, you would have quickly given him that. But he just said, go and wash. Master, I want to try it and see. Oh, okay. Then he went back to Jordan River, and then he washed 7 times. And then all of a sudden, he was healed of leprosy. He said, wow, boy, it works. And then he went back to Elisha. Take this silver, gold, clothes. It's just, no. It's all for free. Jesus was reminding them, remember the story, these stories of Elijah and Elisha, how they were treated as prophets of God. And because of that, people didn't enjoy their benefits, the gift of prophecy, the gifts of healing that God gave to them to use to bless Israel. Israel, most of them missed it. And Jesus is saying, you, my folks, you are going to miss the blessing that I, Jesus Christ, have brought to you. The blessing of salvation. The blessing of healing. Like you heard in Capernaum, where I went to preach. You are looking at me like, who are you? You are looking at me like, we don't expect it from you, Jesus. You are poor. You are not from a rich family. You are not educated. You are from Africa. you know, you are from Nashville. Come on. You're not even from New York. Come on. Who are you? They were telling Jesus like that. Some of us today might be in that category. You know, I was there before, you know, but God helped me and I came out. We listen to Jesus Christ, you know, through the Gospels, through the epistles. We come to church every time. But somehow, somewhere at the back of our minds, we are like, can this be true? Is Jesus real? Are the scriptures real? Can I believe them? Can I trust them? But I want to tell you this morning that yes, you can believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, you can believe in the scriptures. Yes, you can trust the scriptures. because I did, and I know many of us here did the same. And we saw how the scriptures changed our lives. We saw how the scripture, how Jesus Christ changed our lives. We saw how Jesus Christ delivered us from issues, from problems, from things that weighed us down. Jesus delivered us from places that we never thought we could be delivered from, things we never thought we could be delivered from. Jesus freed us from them. And this Jesus is still alive today and is doing the same miracles, is giving the same salvation to anyone who will call on him, anyone who will believe on him, anyone who will accept him. All Jesus is asking from us is to have faith in him. To have faith in him. Amen.